Good evening. How are you tonight? Good.
大家下午好.
That was not an overwhelming response. How are you tonight? Good.
大家好不好?
All right. So I know sometimes after the Sunday after Easter is a little bit challenging. Sometimes.
我知道有时候在这个复活节以后的这个主日哈，也是有些挑战性，具有一些。
But here's the great thing, friends. We still are worshiping a resurrected Christ.
那最重要的是，我们还是敬拜赞美的是一个复活的神。
Very good. Well, it is good to be with you. I always enjoy the opportunity to come and to be with you once a month, and I count it a privilege and a part of what I do, and so it's just a blessing for me to be able to be here tonight.
真是很高兴能够和大家在一起，我对于每个月能够来这里跟大家一起分享神的信息，肯定是我个人的一个荣誉。
All right, before I share a little bit tonight, I want to share a couple of things that are on my heart, and one of the pieces about tonight is, and I shared with TC and a couple of the guys before the service, that my message is a little bit shorter tonight.
在今天的正道之前呢，我有些话语想跟大家分享一下。在之前，其实我已经跟 TC 弟兄和其他有些弟兄已经有过一些分享。
So I don't know who does the food ordering, but you may want to do that a little bit sooner, and that's okay. We can fellowship more tonight.
我不知道今天谁是来订餐的，可以订餐的话可以稍微早一点。
So anyway, the couple of things that I want to share with you, I want to talk to you a little bit about what took place in our morning service here at the Nazarene Church this morning.
那我想跟大家分享一下今天早上在我自己的教会这里发生的一些事情。
We had, I had prepared a message, of course, for this week, and just before the service, I had a guy come and to me, and he needed to be anointed this morning.
那今天早上呢，我当然我有为我们的教会有准备我们今天的信息。那今天早上呢，有一位年轻人来到我的面前，他需要要油膏他。
And the original plan was, he's part of a worship team, and the original plan was just to do it after the service, just with the worship team here at the altar.
他是敬拜团队中的一员。那最初的计划是我们在敬拜赞美以后的话呢，我们有这样的一个仪式。
And so just before the service started, he's our piano player, and I felt like I needed to ask him if it would be okay to pray for him during our regular prayer time on Sunday mornings.
他是在我们这里施情的。那在我们的敬拜赞美之前的话，我就意识到我想跟他说，问他一下，我们能不能在祷告的时间为他祷告。
And of course he said yes, and so I invited him down at the beginning time of our prayer, and he really was going to be anointed on behalf of his teenage daughter who's going through some challenges right now.
那我们他当然是答应了，然后在之前的话呢，他们就来到我们让他来到这里，来给他有这样的祷告的时间，而且是为了他自己的女儿，他有女儿呢遇到了一些自己人生中的一些问题。
And so we had the opportunity to pray with him, and what I shared with our church was that we counted a privilege to be able to anoint and to pray that God would heal various physical issues or emotional things or spiritual issues, and so we were able to do that with him today.
我们很荣幸呢，我们有这样的机会来用油来膏抹他，有这样的机会呢，能够来求神来医治他们的这个身体上的疾病或者情绪方面的问题。
And as a part of that, what I offered to people was that if they too would like to be anointed and healed, whatever it might be, then after we kind of got around the guy that we were praying for, just to slip up their hand, and I would come and anoint them with oil this morning.
那我也当时说，当我们在祷告的结束时呢，我在说，如果有别的弟兄姐妹需要有这样被油膏涂膏抹的话呢，可以上前来，我可以用这样的油来膏抹他。
And I'm not sure exactly when we started. But I believe that in the crowd of people that came, there probably were 40 to 50 here in the front. We probably prayed for 12 to 15 people that needed to be anointed and healed from something today.
那我不知道是大概从什么时候开始，但是我知道有很多的人来到了前面。那其中呢，我们也为12到15位弟兄姐妹有为他们祷告。
And it really, for us, was a powerful move of the Holy Spirit. It was totally spontaneous, and we really valued that time.
我们深深地感到那个时候是圣灵在大大地运行在我们当中。
And that was evidenced, you know, by the number of conversations that I had after the service. But what took place after that, I looked at my watch, and I thought, well, I'm not sure about the message here today. But so I just kind of shared a story that I'm going to briefly share with you tonight.
啊，那在我们那个祷告之后呢，那我就看了一下时间，我觉得好像时间已经过了蛮长的时间，所以我就跟他们分享了一个故事，而没有讲真正的这个今天的正道。
And so, not knowing exactly where to go, I really, in my last moment of kind of a general prayer for all of us, I said, Lord, you better give me something, man, because I don't think the message is right today. And so He directed me to a story in Scripture.
啊，那个时候我就跟神祷告说，神，你真的要给我一个好的信息，因为我前面所准备的好像并不适合当时的情形。
And the story was about the demon-possessed man.
啊，那神就给了一个这样的一个故事，就是一个被鬼所附的人。
And let me just give you a summary of what was taking place through this story, and then I'll tell you what my point is.
啊，那我可以很快的给大家讲一下这个故事的要点。
The story is found in Mark chapter 4 and 5, and then later on in the book of Mark, and I'm not going to read that for you tonight, but basically, Jesus and his disciples were on one side of the Sea of Galilee, And Jesus said, "Hey, listen, we need to go to the other side of the sea."
啊，那这个故事呢是记载在马可福音的第四章、第五章。那讲之后，当时耶稣和他的门徒在加利利的一边。那耶稣告诉他的门徒说，我们要渡到加利利的另外一边去。
And so, in this story, we have to understand a little bit of the context. If we were looking at the Sea of Galilee, say the screen is the Sea of Galilee, on the northwest side is where all the good Jewish people lived.
啊，那我们要知道当时的背景啊，就如果这个屏幕就像是加利利海的话，那在西北边的话是当时好的犹太人所居住的地方。
And on the other side of the Sea of Galilee are where the Gentiles lived.
啊，那在这个另外一侧的话呢，就是在当时的外邦人所居住的地方。
And they lived in cities, 10 cities that it was essentially the area was called Decapolis.
啊，那
Decapolis.
啊 ，OK， 在那个地方呢住在十城。
And so.So what took place when Jesus said, "Hey, disciples, we need to go to the other side"? The disciples, them, they were good Jews. They really did not want to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
啊，当耶稣说我们要到加利的那一边去的时候，但是我们知道他们当时的门徒都是好的犹太人，他们都很不情愿过去。
And so if we're reading the story, we find that in that trip across the sea.There was a storm that rose, and the disciples were terrified. They were freaking out, and they went to Jesus, and they found him asleep. And then in that moment, Jesus said, "Relax," and he told the storm to be still.
啊，读过这个故事，我们知道，当他们要渡到加利利的那边去的时候，他们在船上遇到了大的风暴。啊，他的这些耶稣的门徒非常的惊慌。他们去找到耶稣的时候，发现耶稣正在睡觉。耶稣告诉他们说，不要惊慌。
And so finally, they arrived to the other side, and here was this naked.Demon-possessed man that first greeted them.
啊，当他们渡到了那边去以后，他们遇到的第一个人就是一个被鬼附的。
And his name was Legion.
啊，他当时的名字呢叫群。
And so through the story there, if we read through that story, basically what happened was Jesus healed him, and he threw the demons in that man into the herd of pigs or the group of pigs, whatever they call them, farmers call them.And the pigs went over the cliff and died.
啊，我们知道耶稣呢为他赶鬼，那些鬼呢就投入了这个在附近的一群猪洞中间，那群猪就跑到了这个悬崖下面，淹死在海里。
And what happened here was when Jesus and the disciples met this naked, out of his mind guy. When Jesus healed him, they looked back and he was now in his right mind and he was clothed.
在那个时候我们看到这个他们刚开始遇到的这个被鬼附的人他是完全赤身肉体的后来他被了医治以后他穿上了衣服
And it really is an incredible story of the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus' ministry to heal people
这个地方我们可以看到圣灵的大能和耶稣他的大能能够来医治人的大能
But the story doesn't end there
但是这个故事并不停在那个地方
Legion wanted to get in the boatWith Jesus and the disciples, and Jesus said no to him.
啊，我们在那个群呢，他们要和耶稣和他的门徒一起来到船上。耶稣对他说：“不行。”
And the reason Jesus said no is because in this story, Jesus says, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go into the towns and I want you to tell people what the Son of Man helped you with today."
啊，因为耶稣对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里去，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”
And so now the clothed, in his right mind guy went back into the areas where he came from, and Jesus and the disciples went back over to the good side, to the, where the, all the good Jews lived, and he went, they went back over.
好，我们看到这个被鬼附的人清醒了以后，他穿着衣服回到他自己的家乡。那耶稣和他的门徒又回到了啊加利利的另外一边。
And here's what happened. If you remember the storyline, Jesus and the disciples went over, and that's where he fed the 5,000. So it was really probably more like 15,000 to 20,000 people, because when we read about a number, it was only the men in Scripture. So it says 5,000 men plus their families.
啊，我们看到，也就是在那个时候，耶稣他们回去了以后呢，他就有喂饱了五千人。那我们知道，当时的五千是指的男人，那加上女人和孩子的话，大概有一万多人。
And so he did some ministry there for, you know, a couple days, whatever length of time it was. And then he said to the disciples again, he said, "Hey guys, guess what? We've done our work here. Now we need to go back across to the quote bad side again."
啊，那耶稣和他的门徒在这里做了一些施工，然后过了两三天以后，耶稣又对他的门徒说：“啊，我们在这里的施工已经要结束，我们要到加利利的另外一加利利海的另外一侧去。”
And when they got back over there, what had happened was this: that there were thousands of people who were waiting for Jesus and the disciples to arrive.
啊，当他们到了加利利海的另外一侧的时候，他们发现有好几千人在这里等着耶稣和他的门徒的到来。
We can find this where it picks up in Mark chapter 8, where Jesus now has the opportunity to feed not 5,000, but 4,000 men plus their families.
啊，那在这个时候我们看到耶稣又有这样的机会啊，来啊喂饱了有四千人和他们的啊家人。
And here's the point of what was happening there. Jesus met this naked, out of his mind guy, and he healed him, and he told him to go and tell people what had happened.
啊，那这个故事的要点就是我们看到啊，耶稣医治了这个好像发了疯的啊赤身肉体的人，然后要他被医治了以后，要他回去告诉他的家人，主为他们做了做为他做了何等大的事情。
And Jesus left for some time, and he came back, and that's exactly what the guy had done.
啊，那耶稣就离开了一阵子，然后回来以后，他就发现这个曾经是被鬼附的，曾经是赤身肉体的人，他所做的是什么样？是正是主要吩咐他所做的。
And the point of the story and the application for our lives is this.
那这个故事在我们生命当中应用应该是这样的。
When God does something in our lives, whether it's a healing, or whether it's a spiritual victory, or whether it's a coming into salvation, coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
啊，那这个故事的意义就表示说，如果神在我们的生命当中做了任何的事情，不论是医治的工作，或者是让我们能够得救，或者是我们属灵的一个胜利。
We have to tell our story.
啊，我们必须要把这样的故事告诉我们周遭的人。
We have to tell what Christ has done in our lives.
啊，我们必须把耶稣基督在我们生命当中所做的一切告诉我们周遭的人。
When you look through the Gospels, that really is all of what Jesus is asking us to do. He's asking us to go and tell people about Christ, about God, and about the kingdom.
其实当我们来读福音的时候，我们就知道这些是神需要我们所做的一切，就是要我们把属于天国的道理告诉我们周围的人。
And so my challenge for you tonight, and then we'll jump into the message here, but my challenge for you tonight is to make sure that you are telling your story, whether you're a teenager here tonight, or whether you're the oldest person or couple here tonight, and anybody in between, tell your story about what God is doing in your life.
好了，所以给今天给大家的一个挑战就是，不论你是年轻人还是成年人，把你神在你生命中所做的故事告诉你周围的人。
And when we do, it may not be thousands of people, but it may be one person will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because we have dared to tell our story.
好，因为我们所做的，因为我们把神在我们生命当中所做的一切告诉我们周遭的人，也许不会有很。上千人得救，但是也许会有一个人能够来到神的面前，能够得救。
Now, the other thing that I want to share with you is this, and it's real quick. I haven't even shared this with my church in its entirety yet, but I'm asking you to pray about this because, and I shared it with a couple of the men just before the service. But pray with me if you would, because I am absolutely sensing that this area not only needs revival, but it needs a place.Like a house of prayer, where people from all the not a I say all the, not all the different faiths, but all the different denominations. So evangelical Christians can come and to pray and to really revive our area.
好，那我想跟大家分享一点，这个呢，我跟在座的有些弟兄姐妹跟有一些简短的分享。啊，我想说，我们在这个地区，我们不但是需要一个复兴，我们也需要一个祷告的家。啊，这个祷告的家，我们基督我们的不同的这个教派的人，我们可以来到一起，来为教会的复兴，来为这个地方的复兴来祷告。
I read a quote this week, and I believe it was from Oswald Chambers, and the quote was, "Don't ask God to do a greater, or don't pray that God will do a greater work." Prayer is the greater work.
啊，那我读到一个这样的一段话，就是说我们不要祷告说要神来做啊很大的事情，其实祷告本身就是一个神所做的大的事情。
And so I'm just sharing that with you, and I'm going to share it with as many people as I can, because I really believe that God might be doing something there, and this area desperately needs a place. It needs a revival. It needs a place of prayer, and revival is really what I meant to say.And I don't know what God wants to do with it, but I'm just putting it out there for us.
啊，那我很高兴跟大家分享这个，我也会跟很多其他的人来分享。我想我们这个地方，我们需要复兴，也需要一个有这样的祷告的家。
And part of the reason I tell you of both of these things, not only about telling you about how to tell your story or why we should tell our story, and about the house of prayer thought that's kind of developing in my own spirit, it's because throughout Jesus's ministry.He is always pointing people to the kingdom. And that's what both of these stories are about that I just shared with you.
好，那我刚才跟大家分享的就是鼓励大家能够把神在我们生命当中所做的一切跟我们周围的弟兄姐妹分享，这是第一个。第二的话呢，我也认为我们需要一个这样的祷告的家。我之所以有这样的想法，是因为我们看到神所教导我们的，神所做的一切的工作是把人带到了神的天国。
So will you pray with me on that?
啊，你愿不愿意为我们和我来一起来祷告？
Okay, good. We'll see.The Bible tells us that wherever two or three are in agreement, ask and God will do that for you.
啊，我们知道圣经也告诉我们说，当我们有两三个的，我们一起来祷告的时候，神就会来到我们当中。
So on that note, talking about how Jesus' ministry always points us to the kingdom, I want to begin kind of a brand new sermon series. And so my series, they don't just take a few weeks, they take a few months, because I'm with you just once a month. And so I want to begin a brand new series with you tonight.
啊，我们知道神的施工啊，耶稣的施工都是把人带到天国。啊，那我们这个时候呢，我也很高兴的要开始给大家开始一个新的、全新的一个系列的讲座，是关于神国的系列讲座。那这个讲座呢，会有八个，会花八个月的时间，因为我每个月来一次，所以会花八个月的时间。
And the topic that I want to talk to you about is just simply titled The Kingdom.
啊，那我们这个系列的讲座的这个题目呢，就是国度。
And it's an eight-part series, and so that eight-part series is really going to take us like close to Christmas.
啊，那因为它是有八个部分的讲这样的一个系列，那八个月的时间会把我们一直讲到大概到了圣诞节左右的时间。
And I'm excited about the series for us.Because it really is going to address the transformation that can take place in each of our lives.
啊，我真是为这样的一个系列的讲座是讲到是非常的高兴，非常的兴奋，因为这样的一个信息能够帮助我们，让我们的生命能够得到改变。
And the Holy Spirit really wants to work in each of our hearts and our minds during this series.
啊，我们知道圣灵愿意在我们的心中动工。
And we know that there is power in the Word of God.And so as we begin this series tonight on the kingdom of God, each time that we meet together, we will either listen to or share in the Lord's Prayer that speaks about the kingdom.
啊，我们知道神的话是有大能的。那我们在讨论，我们在分享关于神国的道理的时候，我们每一次之前，那我们都会来分享一下我们主导文的。
And so what I'd like us to do tonight, and we're going to read the Lord's Prayer, and I wonder if we can do that. I don't know how you want to do this, but I wonder if we can just read it. If you want to read it, it's in your bulletin on the back cover, and maybe we can do it simultaneously, that if you want to speak it in English, speak it in English. If you want to speak it in Chinese, speak it in Chinese. Would that be okay?
Yes. 如果大家愿意的话呢，我们可以一起来读主导文。那主导文呢，也印在周报的背后。你可以用英文来读，也可以用中文来读。我们可以一起来读。
Okay, so let's read the Lord's Prayer, and then I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll start the message.
好，我们一起来读。
Our Father,
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父， 愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救赎我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。我们一起来祷告。主，我们今天晚上来到你的面前，感谢你，我今天有这样的自由，能够跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起来分享我心中的感动。
And Lord, I pray that you would just bring life to the opportunities to tell our story.
主，我们祷告，求你给我们这样的机会，能够把你在我们生命中所做的一切的这样的故事，告诉我们周遭的人。
And I pray that you would bring life to a house of prayer or whatever we call it.
主，我们也祷告，你能够给我们带来一个祷告的家。
And I thank you for the prayers and the friendship of those who are here tonight.
主，我们为着我们今天的祷告，也为着我们在这里在这里的弟兄姐妹之间的爱，我们献上感谢。
And so be with us this evening as we look at the beginning part of this Kingdom of God sermon series.
啊，求主你与我们同在，当我们开始一个新的系列的讲座。
In your name we pray, Amen.
好，我们奉你的名祷告， Amen.
All right, so tonight I want to share with you. It's a little bit of a different message, but I want to share some thoughts with you regarding the Kingdom agenda.
今天我们是开始一个新的一个这样的正道的系列，那今天的这个新的正道的系列呢，是关于神国的计划。
Tony Evans is the pastor of the Oak Cliff Bible Church in Dallas, Texas, and a number of years ago he wrote a book that called The Kingdom Agenda that I'm going to be referencing from time to time during the series.
那我们知道Tony Evans 呢，是在德州达拉斯的一个教会的一个牧师，他曾经有写过一个关于天国的计划的这个书，我在今天讲到当中会有很多次的会反复的提到这他。
But for us tonight, here's a quote from that book that really kind of gets us moving into this series. And here's what Tony Evans says about the Kingdom Agenda.
那其中呢，那个 Tony 呢，他有说过这样的一段话。
He says, "Everybody, it seems, has an agenda today."
他说今天在现在这个时代，好像每一个人都有自己的计划。
People have plans, programs, things they want to accomplish, and specific ways they want to accomplish them.
每个人都有自己的计划，都有自己的活动的安排，都有他自己想要成就的事情和他要想要成就的方式。
But God has an agenda too, something that He wants to accomplish in His way.
我们知道神也有他自己的计划，神也有他自己要所行的方式。
And the Bible calls this agenda God's kingdom.
那在圣经当中，我们知道这个神的这样的计划，我们叫做天国的计划。
God's kingdom, friends, is all embracing.
我们知道神国的计划其实是一个全方位的。
It covers everything in the universe.
它也包罗万象。
And God's kingdom is the visible manifestation and application of the comprehensive rule of God.
那神的计划也是神，其实也是神全备的一个旨意，在我们生命当中的一个显现。
And that rule of God is in, over, and through every area of life.
那神的这样的旨意，神的这样的律，是在我们的生命当中，也是借着我们的生命能够得到彰显。
And the reason why so many of us believers are struggling is that we want God to bless our agenda rather than our fulfilling His agenda.
那很多时候我们基督徒也会有很多的挣扎，那根本的原因就是因为我们很多时候我们要神来祝福我们的计划，而不是我们去执行神要我们做的计划。
And sometimes we approach God and we seem to want God to okay our plans rather than us fulfilling His plans.
那很多时候我们来到神的面前，我们求神来祝福我们的计划，但是我们却没有想着说去完成神的计划。
And Tony Evans completes this quote here, and he says that we tend to want God to bring us glory rather than our bringing Him glory.
那最后呢 ，Tony Evans 他也说，我们很多时候想要神给我们荣耀，忘了我们应该去把归荣耀给我们的神。
And we can summarize this idea here about the Kingdom Agenda and what Tony Evans says. with this one big idea.
啊，那我们可以把刚才所提的这个呢，用一句话，用一个很大的一个话，一大的一个主意来概括。
And this idea here that we're going to summarize in just a quick moment will revolutionize and it will transform us if we hold on to its truth and its power.
啊，那如果我们能够坚信它的真理，并且学习依靠它的能力的话，我们就会得到彻底的改变。
And here's the big idea.
啊，这就是我们现在要讲的这样的一个好的主意。
God only has one plan.
主只有神只有一个计划。
And it's not ours.
啊，不是我们的计划。
It's His plan.
是他自己的计划。
And it's His kingdom agenda.
啊，是他自己神国的计划。
And so over the coming months, we're going to take a deeper look at this kingdom agenda. And tonight, I want to give you an overview of the coming weeks on those things that I'll be speaking about.
啊，在接下来几个月呢，我们会花时间，我们来仔细的来分享一下啊神国的计划。那今天晚上呢，我只给大家这个神国的计划中的一个概括的概述。
And so there are seven parts of discovering the kingdom agenda, and here's part one.
啊，我们关于啊发现神国的计划呢，有七个部分。接下来先谈第一个部分。
Next month we'll be taking a look at the kingdom of agenda, or pardon me, at kingdom authority.
啊，那第一个就是啊神国的一个权柄。
In Daniel chapter 7, verse 14, it says he, meaning Christ, was given authority, glory, and sovereign power.
啊，在但以理书第七章有这样提到说，他得了权柄、荣耀、国度。
It says all peoples, nations, and men of every language worship him.
使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。
And his dominion or kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that will not pass away.
他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。
And his kingdom will be one that is never destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
And so as we look at this idea of kingdom authority next month, we're going to take a look at a few primary areas.
啊，所以在下个月我们来开始来啊探讨神国的权柄的时候，我们要来学习一下这接下来几个方面。
First, we'll have to understand that we operate not on our own human authority, but under God's authority.
啊，那首先我们要明白的是，我们的行事不是靠着自己的啊权柄，而是靠着神的权柄。
And we will find that God's authority is primarily expressed through His Word, through Scripture.
啊，我们也知道神的权柄主要是通过神的话语，也就是圣经所传递给我们的。
And then we're going to look at how this biblical authority, our foundation and blueprint by which all of life is to be lived, plays out in our everyday lives.
啊，那接下来我们想看一下这个属灵的这个权柄，这个属灵的权柄也是我们生命的基石，也是我们生命的指南，它是如何在我们的日常的生活中来起作用。
And so we'll be looking at this biblical authority and how it functions and relates to ourselves as individuals.
啊，我们想看看啊，这属灵的这个权柄的话，如何在我们的生命当中做工，如何影响我们的个人。
And then we'll look to find how biblical authority functions and relates to the family and to the church and to the government.
啊，我们也想来看看这个属灵的权柄啊，怎么样来影响我们的家庭，影响我们教会，影响我们整个的政府和国家。
And so here's the reason why we need to take a deeper look at this issue of kingdom authority.
啊，这为什么我们需要花这样的时间，我们来仔细的来研究啊，我们来学习神国的权柄呢？
All right, I want to do a little exercise, a little interactive time here for us tonight. For those of you with a pen or a pencil, flip your bulletin or just use your bulletin or your notes, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to take that pen or a pencil and draw a straight line down the middle, okay?
好，那我们现在来做一个这样的一个互动的一个游戏。如果大家有纸和笔的话呢，可以拉出来，然后在这个纸上呢，能够画一条直线。
Go ahead and share a pen if you want, but if you can do that, I really want to encourage you to do that, and I'll illustrate my point here.
也鼓励大家能够来做这样的一个互动的游戏。
I could do the Wheel of Fortune time clock if you want. Okay, we done?
好了吗？画条直线。
All right. How many of you have a perfectly straight line?
啊，你们大概当中有多少人的这个画的这个线是完全的，是直的
？Not many, right?
有很多吗？
Here's the thing. Probably most of you have a slight curve or a crooked part somewhere in that line. Just go ahead and raise your hand if you do.
所以很多人的线可能画起来都是有些弯弯曲曲的地方。
Now, if I would have supplied you with rulers today, we could have probably done quite well drawing a straight line, correct?
啊，但是如果我给大家提供一个直尺的话，大家画的这个线的话就会非常的直，是不是？
And the reason for that would be simple. It's because we would have had a guideline of how to draw that straight line.
啊，这原因非常的简单，因为如果我们有直尺的话，我们就这样的一个指导可以告诉我们怎么样画一条直线。
Now listen, the same is true for our lives.
啊，同样的这样的道理也在我们的生命当中也是同样的道理。
If we try to do life on our own and under our own authority, friends, it's going to be crooked.
啊，如果在我们的生命当中，我们想按照我们自己的权柄来任意行事的话，那我们所做的一切都是弯弯曲曲的。
But if we live under and according to God's authority and His guidelines, we'll have a much better chance of living without crooked lines.
如果我们是依着神的权柄来行事，而且我们是能够遵守神的引导的话，那我们所做的一切的话，就不会像是刚才画的那个弯弯曲曲的线一样。
Kingdom authority is where we have to begin this series next month.
啊，所以这个神国的道理，神国的权柄是我们第一个讲座，第一个正道的系列。
Part number two.
好，第二个部分。
We'll be taking a look at what it means to seek first the kingdom.
啊，那接下来我们要看到我们怎么样来先求神的国。
Jesus instructs us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, when he says this.
在耶稣在马太福音的六章三十三节有这样说。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
I like how the New Living Translation states this verse.
我也喜欢一个新生命的这样的一个译本的翻译。
And it reads this way.
他是这样说道。
And he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern.
啊，他会每天，你每天所，他会给你，赐给你每天所需要的一切，如果你愿意为神而活，而且把神国的事当作头等的大事。
Pastor Greg Laurie tells of a story and shares a thought for us tonight.
啊，有一位叫 Greg Laurie 的牧师有这样讲了一个这样的一个故事。
A man was out driving in the country during a heavy rainstorm when he came across an old farmer who was surveying the ruins of his barn.
啊，有一位先生呢，他在乡间啊，在一个大雨的大雨的天呢，在乡间开车，他来到了一个这样的一个遇到了一个农夫。
And so he pulled over to ask the farmer what had happened.
啊，他看到这个农夫呢，在这个地方他就靠近了这个 farmer 说问怎么回事。
And the farmer replied, roof fell in.
啊，这个农夫就说啊，他的这个粮仓的这个屋顶呢掉下来了。
Well, what happened to it? Why did it fall in? Asked the stranger.
啊，那这个人就问他说，哎，怎么回事？这个屋顶怎么会掉下来呢？
The farmer said, well, it leaked so long that it just finally rotted through.
啊，他说这个屋顶啊，一直其实有在这个屋顶一直有在漏，那漏了这么久以后呢，终于今天呢就掉了下来，塌了下来。
And the stranger said, "Well, why in the world didn't you fix it before it rotted through?"
啊，那这个陌生人就说啊，那如果是这样的话，为什么你没有很早就把它给修好呢
？Well, sir," said the farmer.
啊，这个农夫就这样说先生。
I just never did seem to get around to it.
他说好像我真是一直没有时间能够来修好这个屋顶。
When the weather was good, there wasn't a need for it.
啊，在天气好的时候，好像我根本并不需要去修这个屋顶。
And when it rained, it was just too wet to work on.
啊，但是如果下雨的时候呢，天又太湿了，外面太湿了，我也没有办法去修。
And the point of that story for us tonight is this.
啊，这个故事所要告诉我们的是这样的。
Isn't it amazing that when we want to do something, we find the time, no matter how busy we are?
啊，是不是一个很奇妙的事情？如果我们真心的想去做一些事情的时候，不论我们有多么的忙，我们总是可以挤出时间，找到时间来做。
But when someone asks you to do something that you may not want to do, suddenly There's just no room in your schedule.
啊，但是如果有人叫你做一些你其实不是很想做的事情的时候，你就会突然发现，好像在你的，你好像找不到任何一点的空余的时间。
And friends, listen, this can happen when it comes to the Christian life as well.
啊，朋友们，这在我们基督徒的生活当中也是同样的出现。
If we're serving God only when it's convenient, then we are settling for second best.
啊，那如果我们在侍奉神的时候，我们也只是在我们方便的时候来侍奉神的话，那我们就会满足于我们马马虎虎的这样的一个侍奉。
If we only make time for the things of God when something better doesn't come along first, then we're missing out on what God wants to do in our lives.
啊，如果我们只有在好像别无他事可做的时候才花时间来在神国的事上，那我们就失去了，错过了很多神要在我们身上所做的事情。
How much better is it for us to make time for the things of God and to put the things of God above everything else?
啊，如果我们能够花时间，我们能尽量的找时间来为了神国的事情来侍奉，我们把神事情放在其他所有的事情之上，这是该是多么美好的。
How much better is it for us to make sure that our priorities are straight?
啊，如果我们能够有一个正确的优先次序，那该会是多么美好的一件事情。
Instead of making excuses, we make time for the Lord.
啊，与其我们来找各种各样的借口，我们还不如我们能花时间在神国的事上。
It is the absolute best way to live when we seek first His kingdom.
啊，如果我们先求神的国的话，这是我们生活的最好的一种方式。
Part number three.
啊，那我们要分享的第三个部分是。
Here in this month, we're going to be taking a look at who is the greatest in the kingdom of God.
啊，那我们所要分享的是，啊，天国里面谁是最大的
？Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 through 9 is a story that we'll use, and the disciples had come to Jesus and they had asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
啊，在马太福音的十八章有这样的记载说，啊，门徒们来到耶稣面前问说，谁是天国里最大的
？And Jesus just kind of laid it right out there for him in the story, and he said, or he called a little child to him, and he had that child.Stand among them.
啊，那这个是神呢，就把这样的道理呢交给他们。他便叫来一个小孩子，使这个小孩子站在他们当中。
And he said to the disciples and the crowd of people that were listening in.
啊，他对这些门徒说话的时候，其实周围有很多的其他的人也在周围。
He said, "I tell you the truth."
他说，我实在的告诉你。
Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他说你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式断不得进天国
And he says therefore whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的
And friends I'm not really sure that we should ever be concerned with who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven
啊，朋友们其实我是想说我们好像也没有这样的需要去真正的知道谁是天国里最大的。
Because what happens is as soon as we make that a concern in our lives, self-righteousness and pride and arrogance take over our hearts and our minds.
啊，因为当我们一旦有这样的想法的时候，我们知道我们的心就被骄傲，我们被自义，也被傲慢所占据。
And the character trait of humility that we are to live with just gets bumped right out.
啊，那我们本来的我们谦卑的这样的品质就从我们的身体中被踢出去。
And so we're going to take a look at this issue of being the greatest in the kingdom on that night.
啊，所以在第三个月的话呢，我们会一起来探讨一下啊，关于谁是天国里最大的这样的一个问题。
And then part four.
第四个部分。
We will be taking a look at the kingdom life and what it means to live a spirit-filled life.
啊，第四个部分我们就要看一下，我们是关于神国的生活、生命啊，什么是所谓被圣灵所充满的生命是什么意义
？We'll be taking a look at Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 through 26.
啊，我们会要看读啊加拉太书的第五章的十六到二十六节。
And our key verses will be verses 22 through 25 of that passage.
啊，那最关键的是在第二十二到二十五节。
And here's what it says.
啊，这样说到。
But the fruit of the Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子。
That means for us the fruit of living a spirit-filled life.
啊，这就是我们如果过一个属灵的生活的所结的果子。
Is love and joy and peace.
是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And patience and kindness and goodness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Faithfulness gentleness and self-control.
信实温柔节制。
And against such things there is no law.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and its desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And then it concludes here in verse 40, or 25, and it says, Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
25节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And so we're going to take a look at what it means to live a holy and a sanctified life.
所以我们会花时间来学习我们该怎么样过一个属灵的生活，圣洁的生活。
We're going to take a look at what it means to live a life that is pure and above reproach.
我们要学习我们怎样过一个圣洁的生活和一个不受责备的生活，指责的生活。
Part number five, we will be talking about the kingdom impact.
那第五个部分就是关于神国的影响。
And here we're going to be looking at the idea of servant evangelism.
我们现在看到的是一个怎么样通过小事上的服事来传递福音。
And we're going to be looking at the idea, exploring the idea of what it means to do kingdom work and what it means to really make an impact in the lives of people who desperately need Jesus.
我们要来看看我们如何来做神的为神国施工，然后通过神国的施工来影响我们周围的人，影响那些完全非常需要耶稣的人。
Probably for many of us here tonight, we all kind of have this same reality.
我想我们大家可能都有这样的一个认知。
And the reality for us is that we can easily fill up our church calendar with activity.
我们知道我们很容易把我们教会的这个日历上充满了很多的活动。
We can easily have multiple programs that fill up the church calendar each and every day of the year.
我们也可以让我们教会的这个日历上所有的每一天都可以充满各种各样的活动。
But I have to tell you that in the things that I read and in the circles that I'm in, this is from me.
但是根据我个人我所读的和我个人的所处的这样的经历，我要告诉大家。
And with the experiences that I've had as a pastor and leader in the life of the church, friends, listen, activity is not making a kingdom impact.
也是我自己作为一个牧师，我所有的经历，我也知道，我想告诉大家的是，所有的这些活动都不是我们的核心，它不能够真正的能够带来神国的帮助。
Kingdom impact is not about program.
神国的这些影响不是关于所有的这些活动。
And it's not about how many activities we can put on the calendar.
不是关于说我们可以在我们的日历上可以放上多少的活动。
If we're going to make a kingdom impact, we have to look at our lifestyle.
如果我们要能够有这样的神国的影响的话，我们要看的是我们的生活的形态。
It's about being the church, not just coming to church.
我们所关心的是要成为教会，而不是来到教会。
It's about everybody using our time and our talents and giving of our treasures.
是关于我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们花我们的时间，我们的才情，我们来在教会中侍奉。
And there is a lot of work for us to do.
而且在教会当中，我们知道有很多的事情等着我们来侍奉。
Part number six.
我们看的第六个部分。
We're going to be talking about the keys to the kingdom.
我们来讨论一下关于天国的这个钥匙。
This is a great conversation between Jesus and Peter, and it's a message where Jesus tells Peter that he will build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail.
在耶稣和彼得之间呢，有这样的一段对话，他告诉耶稣告诉彼得说，阴间的权柄是不能得胜。
And there are some keys to the kingdom or of the kingdom that we need to know about and secure so that we can be a part of the prevailing kingdom of God.
说我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个马太福音的16章19节说，我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And what happens is the keys that we're going to talk about will unlock the blessing and the abundance that God has for us.
啊，我们这里是要谈的天国的钥匙是打开神给我们所有的祝福，神给我们所有的丰富。
And my hope and my prayer when we talk about this is that the Spirit of God would just overflow us.
啊，我的祷告是在我们讨论这些，在我们在探讨这些问题的时候，啊，神的祝福啊，神的圣灵能够在我们当中有自由的运行。
And then the last part seven.
啊，最后一个部分就是第七部分。
We will be talking about kingdom inheritance.
啊，我们要讨论的是神国的这样的一个传承。
And here on that night, which is, I think puts us in November, I'll be walking us through a number of different passages that speak to us about how we can inherit the kingdom of God.
啊，我想在我们在探讨这个第七部分的时候，大概会是在十一月份的时间。啊，在那个时候呢，我会和大家一起来分享一些经文，然后来关于这些经文都是关于我们如何怎么样才能承受神的国。
And friends, let me just close by saying this: I really want to encourage you to be a part of every.Single week that I share about the kingdom.
啊，朋友们啊，我想鼓励大家，希望大家能够在每一个月都能够来听我们的这个一个系列的讲道。
Part of our God-given responsibility and opportunity is to become more spiritually aware of God's presence in our lives.
啊，神给我们这样的一个计划，就是要我们能够更加的清楚的明白神在我们生命当中的。
And I fully believe that this series will help.Us move more quickly toward Christ in our spiritual journey.
啊，我也深深的相信，我们这样的一个系列的一个正道，可以帮助我们在属灵的生命上能够更加的快跑，能够来个打跟随主。
God wants to do something in your life and in your church and in all the churches in our community and in our community.
啊，神要在我们的教会，也在我们的社区当中要做工。
And our hope and our prayer, as we read in the very beginning.Of our time tonight needs to be that the kingdom, that his kingdom will come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，我们的希望也是我们的祷告，就是我们在今天讲到正道之前所提到的那样，我们愿神的国降临，他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let me pray with you tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I'm really anticipating a great time as we share about the kingdom in the coming months.
主，我们在接下来的几个月，我们要一起来分享神国的道理。我们想是一个非常美好的时光。
And God, I hope that we would experience your presence in our lives in a new, powerful way.
主，我们愿意在我们的生命当中，能够真真切切地感受到你的同在，你的大力的同在。
And so God, I pray that you'd be with each one of us.
主，我们祷告，求你与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在。
As we have the opportunity on a daily basis.To draw closer to you.
当我们能够有这样的机会，在我们每一天的生命当中，能够更加的靠近你。
We love you tonight. In your name, we pray.
我们爱你，我们祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.